Paragraph 2 reads, "The species' long lifespan is a double-edged sword for farmers. The plant produces a large number of offspring, and mature specimens have the ability to be cloned, which means that careful harvesting can quickly yield thousands of new plants. Conversely, the plant requires a minimum of 4 years to grow to maturity, meaning farms must be planted well in advance of any harvesting. The plants are also harvested whole, which necessitates the purchase of heavy machinery and continually replanting large tracts of land to reach profitability."
So, the species, we've said, it has this long lifespan of 20 to 25 years, or sometimes up to nearly a century. So this can be a double-edged sword for agave farmers. So something that is a double-edged sword means that it's something that has both favorable and unfavorable consequences. So, on the plus side, the agave plant produces quite a few offspring, and these older, more mature specimens can be cloned, so they can be duplicated, they can be copied genetically. And so this means that if farmers are able to kind of harvest carefully, then there can be, you know, very quickly thousands and thousands of new plants. But then, on the other hand, conversely, the plant requires at least 4 years to become mature. And so farms have to be planted a long time before any harvesting. So kind of have to wait a while if you want to have this plant and reap, you know, all the harvest.
All right, so it's a long-term investment, like a lot of things are. It's not like you just grow it and then, you know, the next season it's ready to go and to harvest and you can sell it. So you have to hold out for at least 4 years and understand that for those 4 years you're not going to make a profit. And so that can be maybe not a good idea for people who don't have the resources or aren't patient enough to get into this business. So also the plants are harvested whole, unlike a lot of other plants which you're just picking the fruit or you are... Or just the flowers, or just part of the plant. So this necessitates not just destroying the plant that's harvested, but also you have to purchase special machinery. You can't just go out there with your bare hands and pick up a 100-kilogram plant, rip it out of the ground, throw it onto a truck. You have to have, if you want to make a profit, you need special machinery, which is expensive. And you have to keep replanting these large tracts of land. So it's like, you know, once you harvest it, it's gone. It's not going to grow again like an apple tree would. So it's constantly ripping up these huge plants, then replanting them. And this is the only way to make this business profitable.